Welcome into the Air Raid Sports Podcast. I'm Chandler Carney, and with me, as always, Brady Scott.
What's up, man?
Dude, it's been so long since we've done this.
When's the last time we recorded a podcast?
So I actually went and looked. It was April 3rd of 2020.
Jesus.
COVID wasn't even, like, very popular.
COVID got us.
Yeah.
We'll blame it on COVID.
It was the podcast we did with Alexa, and we reviewed Tiger King.
I forgot Tiger King existed.
Yeah. So, I went through the analytics. It was our most listened to episode ever. I don't know if that was because of Alexa or what, but maybe.
We'll contribute it to Joe Exotic. Is he still in jail?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think they let him out. Like, he ain't even in jail. He's in prison, homie.
Prison
with a P, like dropping the soap.
Well, if Trump would have got reelected, he might be out. But
whoa. We stay away from politics.
You're right. That's on me.
I feel like we're a band that broke up, went, because, you know, I tried to do a solo thing after we kind of quit, and then it didn't go successfully, I guess, and now we're back together. I mean, are we the modern day Jonas Brothers right now?
I guess we're just better as a duo, I guess.
So, since 2020, think about what's different in our lives.
I have a job now. We're not in school anymore.
I finally fucking graduated. I feel like I was the worst college student ever.
You're probably the only person that I know that took longer to graduate than I did.
Dude, like, I wasted so much of my grandma's fucking money. It's not even funny.
I wasted a lot of fucking money too. It's okay. When you change your major four times, what do you expect? I mean, I couldn't figure out what I wanted to do with my life.
You ended up doing what you started to do.
No, I started in business. We all knew.
Did you really?
Yes, I started in business. I wanted to work in a bank, of all things.
So you wanted to be like Logan's living your dream right now.
Yes. I thought a bank would be a cool place to work, make a lot of money. But, I mean, I quickly figured out that if you weren't going to fully enjoy what you were doing, you shouldn't do it, which is why
I don't enjoy what I'm doing.
Well, you should definitely consider a change of career then. It's awesome.
So you're teaching and coaching now, and you're shaping and forming the minds of tomorrow.
Scary to think about, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah. Have you gotten your CDLs yet?
No, I haven't got that one yet. I'm about to start working on it. Got to get it before February, because I don't technically have to drive a bus until February. So got a little time to get that one figured out.
Listen, brother, I work with truck drivers for a living now. And if some of these motherfuckers out here can get a CDL, I promise you can.
Well, that makes me feel a lot better, because I'm really nervous about it.
The truck drivers, man, I hate to lump them together, but for the most part, they're morons.
Doesn't surprise me. Does not surprise me. I mean, you got to sit in a truck and drive all day.
That's true.
What are you actually getting? What are you going to get?
I mean, they get paid.
Probably better than I make as a teacher, honestly.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I mean, but I love my job currently. Only about a month in, but I love it so far.
Have you paddled anybody yet? Do they still paddle?
No, that's frowned upon in these days. You can't paddle a kid. I have wrote somebody up before.
What happened?
It only took me 3 weeks, but I only have one rule, man. One, I'm easy go. I don't teach. I teach, but it's very seldom do I stand up and talk for the majority of the class. But the kids know. When I stand up to teach, I have one pet peeve. I don't want to hear you talking when I'm trying to talk. Pisses me the fuck off, man. It pisses me off. And this one kid, I turn around reading off the PowerPoint. He's talking. I turn around and warn this kid like four times. Like, I don't want to write anybody up. Well, about the fifth time I did, he turned around. He said, man, fuck, I'm not the only one talking. You ain't got on to nobody else but me. I said, well, you're the only one I hear, and you consistently won't hush. Well, that ensued to me getting about 25 F-bombs, and I just stood there and ate them. And he finally finally stopped to take a breath, and I looked at him. I said, "You done?" He said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, go to the office. You're done. Get out of here. I don't care." I haven't seen him since. I don't know what.
So you got this kid expelled from school, is what you're saying?
I don't know what they did to the kid.
He is out of the school system altogether now.
I doubt that, but he hadn't been back in class, and it's been a solid 2 weeks.
Oh, my goodness, man.
I mean, you can't say that therefore. I mean, that's the one rule they have at the school. Like, if you
can say shit, damn, and hell, but you cannot say fuck.
No, you can't say fuck. You can't say GD. Those are the two that'll get you every time.
Interesting.
Very interesting. That was my thought. I was like, what is the difference in fuck from shit, damn, and hell?
I don't know, man. I had a football coach once. He used to tell us, I won't cuss you. I'll never cuss you. I'll only say shit, damn, and hell. And we was at practice one day, and he was like, "Blake, shut the fuck up." And it was just chaos from there.
The world we live in, man.
Yeah.
The world we live in.
Something interesting since we've been apart, which is really wild just to think about how much our lives has changed since then. I am a massive soccer fan now.
If you know Chandler, you know that's not good for him. No, it's good for him, I guess. But to talk as much shit on the sport as you have through the years, it's very weird that now it's probably your second favorite sport.
Yeah, dude. Like, I woke up at 6 the other day.
Have you lost your mind? You don't tell me you woke up at 6 o'clock to watch a soccer game.
Yeah, I watched Liverpool play and then watched Game Day. And like, so I got up and watched the Liverpool game, and then it went off around the same time Game Day is starting to come on.
That worked out.
Yeah. So I'm a massive Liverpool fan now also.
Go red.
So yeah, go reds, because they're the reds.
United.
Yeah. The fact that you're a United fan just makes my blood boil.
It's official now. I put it out in the open. Officially Manchester United fan. Pledge my allegiance.
They beat Arsenal over the weekend.
Since we had that conversation about a week ago, hadn't lost.
Yeah, they're 2-0.
Hadn't lost. Maybe it's me.
Yeah, but you know I give you that work on that FIFA.
I mean, you do, but I mean, my team in real life will give you your team in real life the work.
Yeah, they actually, United already beat them this year.
See?
Go. It's just coincidence.
There's also another major change in your life since we were last on the pod.
I am engaged. That is
getting married.
I'm getting married in I don't even know how many months now. What is that? 4 or 5 months? Four months.
What month are we in? September?
Yeah, we're in September.
October, November, December. 4 months.
Yeah,
coming fast.
Yeah, I wish she's been on my ass too about getting a passport. So I have to fill out all this paperwork to get a passport so we can go on our honeymoon.
Well, you got to. If you don't get your passport, she's going to be pissed.
Yeah, that's fine and all, but I don't think a lot of people know that you can just go to your congresswoman or man or person or U.S. senator, and they can expedite that shit for you.
Did not know that.
Yeah, so.
But I wouldn't play with it, though.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, like.
You need to get that done.
Yeah, I do. Thank you. God Almighty. Thank you, Brady.
You're welcome. It's what I'm here for. Motivation.
But yeah, I am getting married. I proposed. I was nervous as fuck, bro. I never thought she would say no, but you know what I mean?
There's always that little thought in the back of your mind, man, I'm going to look like a massive jackass here if she says no.
And I planned that little party, and her sister, who prides herself on being a planner, she got these little napkins, you know, that said, she said yes. Yeah. And I was like, well, if you're a planner and if you're going to call yourself a planner.
But it's her sister. If her sister's that confident to get the napkins, then you should have felt good.
But if you're going to say you're a planner, you should also have a backup plan and have napkins that say she said no.
Yeah, but if she says no, there's no party.
Oh, there was still a party. I mean, I'd forked out too much money for there to not be a party.
I wouldn't have been there.
Yeah, well,
I would have been high. This man, now, I don't hold it against him because I love him, but gets engaged and he couldn't. He could not have predicted it, but this man's engagement party is on the night of the first College World Series game in Omaha that Ole Miss is playing. First time since 14 that they make it to Omaha, and I have to skip out on going to the first game. Made it to the second one. We made it there. It was all good. Great experience. For a baseball fan, got to make it to Omaha. But skipped out on going to the first one just so I could be at this man's engagement party.
Okay. Well, all right. So, yes, but you act like it was the national championship game.
I mean, it might as well have been.
Speaking of things that, you know, big life accomplishments, you got on an airplane. You flew for the first time.
I was scared to death.
So, I remember you always saying, if I can't drive there, I don't need to go.
That was the case. But, I mean, it was Omaha. Like, it was going to take
it. No, I'll be honest, dude. That ride to San Antonio did it.
It did. That 12, I knew I couldn't do it. And I was going to have to drive it. I knew.
Like by yourself?
Nah, it was going to be me, Logan, and Steve.
Logan can drive?
Yeah, but I mean, like, I would have drove the majority of the way. Because Logan has a track record of falling asleep in the car.
Really?
Yeah, we went to the Auburn game last year. And he's like, I got you, bro. I got you, bro. He hopped in shotgun. We pull out of Auburn. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Maybe later. I don't know. We didn't get back to like 2:30. This man, I think he made it about an hour. He made it about an hour. I look over. I'm just driving along in the zone, just trying to stay away. I look over. Logan snoozing. Beard's in the backseat. He made it 15 minutes.
Yeah, but they're not driving.
Yeah, but
maybe if they're driving, it's different.
But okay, but don't look at me and say, I got you, bro. I'm going to be with you the whole way. And I look over, and you didn't even make it halfway.
See, but not everybody's a great riding partner like you and I. Because when we went to San Antonio, backstory to this, my now fiance was a Division III All-Star softball player.
Dog.
They go to a super regional, and it's in San Antonio. So, obviously, and they're playing, like, the number one team in the country. You kind of can feel like, if this is the last one, I really want to be there.
Need to be there.
Let me just get on a little soapbox since we're telling the story. Whoever is out there, like, if your parents decide the Division III softball tournament brackets, they're a fucking hoe, okay?
From what I was told through not only Chandler, but numerous Belhaven softball players, the bracket was a little fucked.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, they're going to San Antonio to play Texas Lutheran, okay? And Texas Lutheran had one other team, which was the bottom-ranked team in the country, in their bracket. They just had to beat them three times. They played best of five. And they beat them like 35-1 on aggregate.
Swept.
So, okay. So I'm like, I'm really going. I'm off of work the next day. So I have the weekend off. And so I'm like, hey, Brady, will you ride with me? And actually, I text you and Logan. And Logan's like, fuck no. Shit. I'm not going.
You knew.
And Brady's like, yeah, I'll go. Because I was like, I'll pay for gas, hotel, I'll drive the whole way. You just got to cover meals, like your meal. And I think we ended up eating once or twice.
I don't know that.
Yeah, we ate that shitty ass Texas barbecue and we ate Whataburger.
Dog shit.
So we go, I get off work at like 6:30, drive from Oxford to Ridgeland where I picked Brady up. And by that time, the time you got there, it was like 11.
Yeah, we didn't leave till 11.
And we didn't stop. We drove all the way through. We just stopped for gas. Shout out Love's Truck Stop, greatest truck stop in America in the world.
Eat shit, Buc-ee's. If you're a Buc-ee's fan, golly, go to a Love's.
And we, I think from the moment we got in the car in Ridgeland at your sister's apartment, we did not stop talking until we got to Houston.
We didn't turn the radio on until we were the other side of Houston.
Yeah. And let me just tell you right now, Texas, the whole state, especially Houston, that Houston area, shithole.
If you ever have to drive across Texas, don't. Just don't. Save yourself the time. I don't care if it costs more. You will be so much happier if you just buy the ticket and fly. And that's coming from somebody who scared to death to get on a plane. Would rather have done anything else. But it took an Ole Miss sporting event to get me there, as I knew it would. I always hoped it'd be the Rose Bowl, but I'm not going to complain about it. Could you imagine? We ever play in the Rose Bowl, dog, we're gone.
Yeah, that'd be lit. All right, so now that we're caught up on our life, we can dive into a little bit of why we got the band back together, why we're here, and that is college fucking football.
Let's go.
All right,
it's back. Greatest time of year other than baseball season.
Well, see, I say it's the greatest time of year because October, you get October baseball during football season.
You're right, but I'm more. You know what?
Let's pause for a second. Speaking of October baseball and MLB.
World Series champs, baby.
My boy, congratulations, by the way.
Thank you.
Spencer Strider, a dog.
Dog.
Might be the greatest pitcher that's ever lived by the time it's over with.
Young Jacob DeGrom.
Like, dude, come on that. Like,
dog. Quadzilla.
Let's talk about my boy Albert Pujols.
Is he going to do it?
Dude, he's going to do it.
I'm rooting for it. I hope he does. Like, 30 games left, needs five bombs.
I hope he does it. I hope he does it and just sets the bat down and never picks it back up.
I mean, he's already said this is it. Like, people have asked him, like, if you don't get to 700, you come. No. I'm a man of my word, he says. I'm done. This is it. Once it's over, it's over. If I get there, great. If not, doesn't matter, hanging him up. But the only tricky part to the 700 is they're in the heat of a pennant race right now. He cools off. They can't just run him out there because they got to keep winning ball games.
Right.
They got to keep winning. That's the only tricky part about it. But the way Albert's been swinging it lately, like, get this man. If there's a lefty on the bump, Albert's in the lineup. And Absolutely. Odds are he's going deep.
Yeah. Like, isn't he batting like 1,000, like, OPS against lefties?
No idea. Hadn't seen. Wouldn't surprise me not one bit. Dude rakes lefties. Righty in there. Albert, get you a cozy spot in the dugout. We'll get you a donut to sit on. Lefties in the lineup. Hey, grab your bat. You're going.
What's that like for you, though, dude? You, Ole Miss, like, the Braves win a World Series. You've been a Braves fan your whole life. And then what, 6 months later, Ole Miss wins a national championship in baseball?
Greatest baseball year ever. There's only one more thing to cross off, and that's get a ring of my own.
Not Ole Miss wins a natty, like in football?
I'd rather have a ring of my own on my own hand, you know. I'm just starting out, but I mean, like.
You're a selfish bastard. I should let you know that.
I don't care. I want to fill this hand up. Bling, dog.
Get married.
Huh?
Get married.
All right.
I'm going to have a ring on my finger soon.
Okay, but I mean, like, I want to flash the state championship rings, like. I'm going to put marriage on the back burner. Got to be a special girl. I haven't met her yet. Maybe I have, but like, odds are I haven't.
I mean, weirdly enough, I mean, once Marley and I got to talking, I mean, we were in the same spot like several times.
Yeah.
Like at the same place. It's just insane.
It's crazy. Like mom and dad went to Jones at the same time. Never knew each other.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And, I mean, all I had to do was slide in her DMs on Instagram, and, I mean, the rest is history.
If only it was that easy.
It is that easy.
And not for me. I'm not getting into that part of my life.
All right, so let's get into football. Where do you want to start?
Great first weekend, couple of good games. I'll throw it up to you. We can start out Ohio State, Notre Dame, Utah, Florida, or LSU. And help me out.
Florida State.
Yeah, mine went blank.
All right, so here's what I'm going to say.
Mine went
blank. Let's let's put a pin in all three of those, and let's just real quick talk about how dog shit of a situation Ole Miss is in right now.
I wouldn't say complete dog shit situation. No,
call us Rex Ryan, baby. We're going to ground and pound all season.
I mean, might as well. We have the best running back room in the country.
Facts.
You can quote me on that. You can tweet me about it. I don't care. I'll argue to the death. Nobody in the country has a deeper running back room than Ole Miss. We got a 4-star running back in the room that's not going to see the field this year. Logan's favorite, Kentrell Bullock.
Yeah, he'll probably transfer out.
I'd assume. Probably within the next week or two, he's probably going to go ahead and enter his name in the portal, I'd imagine.
Well, I mean, there's always that chance of injury.
Yeah, but I mean, like,
you're not really wanting.
You got Zach Evans, Ulysses Bennett, and Quinshon Judkins, who, like, all the coaches have been hyping him up through fall camp, through the spring. Like, I've had high hopes for him since he got on camp. That dude is a dog. Judkins is different. Like, there's not many 18-year-olds that run the football like that. Like, wouldn't surprise me at all. He ends up being RB2 all year.
Yeah, for sure. I think that honestly, the only thing is, the biggest question mark is who's going to play quarterback.
Who's going to be the quarterback?
But if you look at it, like our offensive line, they did really good when it came to run blocking.
They could not pass block.
No. And then when they gave a clean pocket, it's like, we made bad reads. We couldn't get the ball there.
You don't know if Williams going down in the second half had anything to do with that. Yeah. Guys shuffling around up front. Because in the first half, like, run game was working. They stayed with it. Ground and pound, do what you got to do. Then in the second half, we look back. You're not going to lose that game. Like, you know you're not going to lose it. You can keep running it and probably 45 – to 10, something like that.
Definitely cover the spread.
Yeah, easy. But you want to air it out, give the guy a shot. You're still evaluating your quarterbacks and see what you got moving forward. I have no idea who the quarterback's going to be.
No, I think it'll – I really do think it'll end up being Dart.
I agree, but, I mean, you never know. Like,
that's just – is Kincaid Dent getting a fair shot in this thing?
Yes.
You don't think he's it?
No.
Should Kincaid Dent – be the starting quarterback for Southern Miss next year?
No.
You don't think he's good enough to?
I think he is more than good enough to. I just think he's very content in being at Ole Miss, living it up, having a good time, living the Blue Mountain State quarterback dream, being the backup, doing what he's got to do, and then just living. He's going to get a great degree. He's going to work where he wants to. He's going to have the connections. Like, unless he just is dying to get on the field, I don't see him leaving. Like, if he was going to leave, he would have been done left. Like, that's
a fair point. That is. You see, I know a lot of people. It's probably mainly, like, you know, his buddies or somebody saying he's not getting a fair shake. He had the best spring. He won the MVP of that scrimmage. And then, you know, it's kind of, you point out, he's running with the threes against the threes.
Against the threes, though. Like,
other roster, he's probably QB2.
No, yeah, definitely.
And probably 25% he's QB1.
Even in that, like, the first scrimmage MVP you're talking about, I was there, like, we had three DBs that were starters out, like, didn't even play. So then you take into account you had three twos going with the ones, and then you have threes bumping up with the twos. So in real it, all honesty, he's going against fours and fives. Like, he's going against guys probably not even dressing out on Saturdays.
So what are you looking for? You're going to the game this weekend.
Yeah.
What do you think is going to happen? You think, obviously, the plans for them to start Altmyer?
Plans to start. I'm looking for them to come out and run it a couple on first drive, like establish the run. I think that's going to be our bread and butter all year, regardless of who the quarterback is. We're going to try and ground and pound, but I think he's really going to try and air it out in this one and really try and decide. I think you may see Luke may have the entire first half, maybe a drive or two in the third, and then Dart gets the rest of the game, going to throw it, may run. They're going to say run it up, but I mean, you got to find a quarterback before going to Atlanta.
And you also have to run your offense no matter what.
You got to figure out, the receivers need to know who it is, what it's going to be. And they're going to have it figured out by the time we go to Atlanta next week, in my opinion. Because if it keeps dragging out, Georgia Tech's not going to be an easy game.
Like, no, it's not.
They're very good up front defensively. I think we'll be okay. And we'll get into it more next week as we preview it. But, I mean, I think we'll be okay. We'll be able to score enough points. The defense will keep their offense down. I don't think their offense is very good from watching them. But, like, you look up and we can't throw the ball at all. Like, we're going to be in a dogfight.
Yeah.
And we need to have the quarterback situation figured out walking into that game.
I totally agree with that. It's going to be interesting because let's just be honest, you're not losing this game barring massive, unfortunate circumstances.
I mean, like, I was in the stadium for the, what was it? Jacksonville
Stadium. That was 12 years ago, 2 days ago.
I was in the stadium for that one. Second worst time I've ever had in the vault. And, like, I just don't see that happening. Not with this team. This defense will win us this game regardless of what the offense does. Like, not worried about the outcome at all.
All right, before we get into everything else, we're going to take a quick break here. Ad read time.
We're also going to go draft our fantasy teams.
Yeah, that's shortly for sure. Talked about my engagement. So for everybody out there listening, if you ever want your ring design for when you get that special lady in your life, we talked about it earlier. My girl Alexa, go see her at Carlos Jeweler in Petal.
Petal, yes.
Yeah, I think they actually just expanded. She goes by Blake when she is in there because they have so many like different people, like Alexis, Alexa, you know, Alexandria. So she just goes by Blake. That's her middle name. Yeah, go see my girl Blake. She'll get you a ring. She helped me customize my ring. Everybody loves it. Shout out to Alexa. I mean, if she gave us our most listened to episode, I think the least we can do is shout her out, let her get some business. She does a great job.
Outstanding job. Go follow her on Instagram. Follow her jewelry page. It is awesome.